Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. I got a lot of dirt up my schnoz here.
Oh, the life of the weed whacker.
FYI.
That's one thing you have on Ava. I don't think she has much dirt up her nose.
I don't know if she got something up her nose and she won't let anyone know what it is.
That is true. Boy, there's a lot. It seems like there's a lot to talk about for these last 2 days.
We've had kind of a juicy, kind of a nougat-y, getting to the nougat-y center, maybe. Getting close to the little nougat-y center of something.
It seems like tempers are flaring all over the place.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to make of things, but I wasn't literally on the edge of my seat, but I was wrapped. I was wrapped. R-A-P-T.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. What would you like to start with, Gia? I don't know. There's so many places that we can dig into.
Well, let's see. This is Monday. So we're really just talking Friday and Monday, right?
Friday and Monday, yes.
Can you remind me of anything Friday that?
Sure, I'd love to.
You live for it.
I was hoping you'd ask.
Much for the structure of this, because I have no memory.
Well, I wouldn't either, except that I rewatched Fridays to refresh my memory, because I was reading the little descriptions again, the Hulu descriptions that annoy you and me. And there was one that said Sonny met with Drew, so that was a mistake. And then they said that Joss asked Anna a favor, I think, on Thursday, but that didn't happen till Friday.
You need to speak to the people at Hulu, I guess, you know.
I guess so.
Let them know that you are paying attention and going to call
I'm
them
livid.
To staff. Yeah, I'm livid.
I have never been more furious. But anyway, because I was trying to figure out, so when did Joss go speak to Anna? Because that was interesting.
That was a big conversation. Yeah. That was a big, the whole, like, you know, when they hand me his flag and all, I was like, I hadn't even thought about that. Would he be getting a flag? I guess he would, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Is it anyone who's served at all that gets a flag?
I don't know, Gia, but Joss is, she's not like a relative of his, and so I don't think they would just be handing
just hand
her the flag.
She's not, she wouldn't be the widow.
Right.
That's true. So, yeah, you're right. Good point.
Well, I don't know. But that was.
We don't know about his family, do we?
We don't. We don't. Well, he say to, I'm not sure who he was confiding in, but hadn't he had some family issues? Like, he hadn't had much.
Sure.
Oh, maybe it was with Adam at the dorm? I can't remember. No, that doesn't sound right, does it? But anyway, it seemed like he had some sort of
You turned into me for a minute. They're like, nattering on about stuff that doesn't
just
matter.
Working it out within myself. Everybody just occupy yourselves with something else while I sort this out.
Well, the hamster gets that wheel going.
Yeah, the hamster's not on the wheel today. But anyway, I feel like we've had some sort of inkling that Dex didn't have an ideal childhood.
Okay. But nonetheless, they'd get the flag, not Joss. If there was a relative, they would get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So she really misspoke there.
She did. I guess she was just going for trying to think of maximum impact.
Yeah,
right?
She was going for the jugular there.
She really was, and it seemed like it kind of landed. Like, Anna did look kind of distraught and, you know.
But in reality, it's, you know, if he wants to be a cop, that's his business, and
yes.
It's not like Anna can say, I'm sorry, your ex-girlfriend doesn't want you to be, you know, like, it doesn't really make much sense to be mad at Anna about it.
I know, thinking, I think Joss didn't feel like she had any other place to turn, so maybe thought somehow. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess so. But she was really, do you like her when she's like that?
when Joss is like all out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I sort of appreciated the passion, but the execution maybe could have used a little work.
Okay. All right.
What do you think?
Well, I just feel like she's, as we've mentioned before, she's definitely a mini Carly, and
yeah,
you know, she's like speaking her mind, and she's so sure of herself all the way, all the time, and she doesn't ever balance it with anybody else's thoughts or ideas ever. She's just like,
balls to the wall all the time. I was
going
to say balls to the wall. That was sort of my
really
feeling.
It's not really appropriate, I guess.
But... Right, right. But it does feel like it kind of captures the energy, sort of.
And
how unusual would it be to feel so sure of yourself? You know, that's sort of like a foreign concept, I think.
I can't even talk about
it. You know?
I haven't had a moment of my life where I have been completely sure of myself.
Right, ever. Me neither. I know.
Like, even right now, I'm not sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't imagine. In the same way that I can't imagine, like, you know, sometimes I think, what would it be like to have so much money that you didn't ponder every purchase ever?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, even when I have plenty of money for whatever it is, you know, I still, like, every purchase I make, you know, do I need this? Is this, could I get this cheaper?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
And, and the thought of, like, just buying willy-nilly without, without a care in the world, like, that's a foreign concept.
Yeah, and totally.
Being sure of myself also, as you said.
Yeah. Just as foreign.
So completely foreign.
Yeah, and maybe in a way they go together, because Joss doesn't really have to worry about that, you know, money.
That's true. Maybe rich people are more sure of themselves, like, just in general.
Or maybe they, they don't have to think so much about the consequences, you know?
Like, is that what it is to be entitled, you know? People are always talking about their self.
Yeah, I suppose that is like a shade of entitlement, isn't it?
Shades of entitlement. That could be a novel. Anyway, yeah, that was kind of a big conversation. And there was another weird conversation with Anna, where Anna
right
was
after,
weird.
On the heels of that one, yeah. And that one almost made me want to think that the writers should be stripped of any nominations for writing awards, you know, because... That seemed so absurd for Anna to try to insist that Molly, you know, prosecute the case against Sonny, right?
And why was she so insistent on that? And she like kind of, she was like, you know, she sort of backed down when Molly pointed out that that's her sister's father and wouldn't be appropriate. And Anna, it was like Anna didn't remember that. And
but she just barely backed down.
Yeah.
It was for a second, you know.
He was like a dog with a bone there, and it was weird. Like, what's up with that?
It was very weird, and it went on for way too long because she was just sort of repeating herself and just digging in and acting like Molly was doing something wrong by, you know, objecting, you know, to being the prosecuting attorney for that case. It was just, it was silly, and I was thinking... well, I was trying to sort it out, but I thought like the reason she called Molly initially, it was like right after Joss left. And I thought maybe she's thinking we got to get this arrest of Sonny happening before he does something to Dex.
Oh, I didn't see. You're so good. You're looking at the big picture. I didn't think anything about that. I just thought Anna's being so weird.
Well, yeah, I thought that too, because I thought, all right, even if she's thinking somehow, if she can hurry up this arrest, somehow that'll help Dex. I don't know if it would. It might not, really, especially if Dex's testimony about, you know, Cyrus is part of the case, then it's probably not going to help him, right? But she's got to know that Molly couldn't be the lawyer, you know, not just because Molly doesn't want to, but I bet the judge would say, no, there's, you know, too much personal
conflict of interest. Yeah.
You know,
and also I mean, seriously, would you go? I mean, Molly's got to be like the most junior person in the whole department. You know, she's like 12. And so you're going to use her to try this huge mobster?
This like, yeah.
It doesn't make any realistic sense. I know it's a soap opera.
Just although maybe point that out. I would never say that to you. But I'm maybe and this I know this is all ridiculous, but maybe Anna's thinking that if Molly is the one prosecuting, Sonny would never have her killed, you know? Like she'd
wow, you're
be
really
somehow
attributing all
safer.
Kinds of, yeah. Like sort of you're attempting to overlay logic into the whole thing.
Yeah, and there's probably no room for logic here.
I don't know. Maybe there is. I'm not sure.
I know.
It stood out, though. It stood out as a weird...
It really did, yeah. And it didn't seem like it was in character for Anna to be like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. She was being kind of, like, mean and weird.
Yeah, yeah. And to be honest, I really liked Molly in that role, like her ADA role. I think I liked
her better
there.
To see her than the whole baby thing.
Yeah, you know, because she seems like sort of more solid and reasonable and, you
right.
know.
Yeah, yeah. She and TJ as prospective parents are very unappealing at the moment anyway.
At the moment,
I'm sure they'll be delightful once it happens.
Oh, yeah.
At the moment, they're really yucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of yucky parents, before we get into kind of the meat of this discussion.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring a moment of levity. The whole Drew and the advice on swimming lessons. Oh my God. I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh, he's going to strip down. He's going to pull off those pants. And we know the shirt comes off easily. And he's going to have the red banana.
Red, yeah. And then yeah. the whistle around his neck. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's going to be like the only thing he ever does from now on is just coach little Amelia at the
coach
pool.
And occasionally have angry sex with Nina.
Would be so awesome if he stayed on the show forever and that was all he ever did.
Just pull down the speedos long enough to angry sex with Nina. Leave the whistle on. I just thought, is somebody listening to this? Like
I know that
is
was
it possible that somebody in the chain of command has heard our ideas about Drew and they're
thinking, you know what, that could work. There could be like an episode where Nina has a chipped tooth and it's because the whistle banged her head, you know. This is all free, you guys. Help yourselves. Okay.
It made me laugh. And
that's good.
I couldn't help picturing him. I just picture him. I mean, that would be like, he certainly puts a lot of time into making his body perfect, and they could strip him down for the pool scenes, you know, and get their money's worth that way.
Just be so funny if all he ever wore was a bathing suit.
I think we talked about it before, but I get this whole like shampoo vibe, you know, Warren Beatty role, like just have him be that kind of a guy.
Like suddenly like he's a major player.
Well, I don't know. I think Warren Beatty I thought he was kind of pathetic in that movie, you know, or he became pathetic. Like,
yeah, I guess he did, didn't he? Well, the women, I mean, it was sort of like the whole concept was a little bit pathetic, but couldn't you see like women like signing up for swimming lessons? Aquarobics or something.
Willow would be the first in line.
Yeah, exactly. She was seeming a little slutty with Drew, wasn't she?
Yeah, I don't like their thing. I do
I
not
don't
like
either,
their
because it's based
yeah.
on the premise that he's a hero and he's not.
That he saved her life. Yeah, he alone saved her life. And yeah. Anyway, I did laugh though at Amelia. Amelia's gonna be
Poor little Amelia.
chucked in the pool. Yeah.
And he'll get distracted by Nina or something. She'll be like bought her bottom, her the tiny little bottom in the air, and her she'll ha hopefully have those little inflatable
Are you
wings.
talking about Nina or Amelia now? Whose tiny little bottom are you describing?
I know Nina would like to think her bottom is tiny, but it's, and so would I. I would love to have a tiny bottom.
I had a sensation. I indulged in it. I bought a 10-pack of new underwear the other day because I
Ooh,
get fancy underwear that comes in a big package.
Right. Same.
And so I open one up and unroll it, unfurl it, and I'm like, it's like as big as a flag or something. I'm like, that seems over large. I can't believe that my bottom needs that entire area, but it does. I was like, maybe I got the wrong size.
I know. This we've crossed into that territory where our underwear is very, very large.
Like a sailcloth.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, but it's still nice to have a new underwear, even if they take up an entire
Yeah, they're
block.
like a, it's like a pillowcase, isn't
Yeah. I just couldn't. The visual was stunning. I was like, huh. I was like, there's no way that this is the right size. Anyway, okay. So that was a funny moment with Drew there. My mind could not help itself. It went to the red Speedos.
Yeah, same. I know. And I was afraid you were furious just for that little interaction, but I'm glad the comment about swimming saved it for
No,
you.
the comic image in my head just saved me. Yeah, no, but I did have like a ugh, kind of creepy moment of when he and Willow were talking, like
And
it's
he
like
put his
ew.
hand on her back, and I thought, oh
Yeah,
boy,
yeah. And then he said something pro Nina, which I thought, okay, well, that's interesting, and it's supposed to be interesting. Like we're gonna, is he mellowing a little bit towards Nina, or just does he just pity her? Is that was a pity thing?
Yeah, that was an interesting little thing to throw in there, because I guess we were supposed to think that he does have a heart underneath it all. You know, I guess.
Well, he's always putting his
Not
hand
sure.
over it.
Or maybe his goal is to bed Willow and then throw that in Nina's face. I
That's a wonderful old-fashioned way of saying it, to bed someone, to bed Willow. I liked it. It makes me think of did you ever watch that old series on PBS that was just a big soap opera called Poldark?
Oh, yeah, I
Poldark.
tried. I it was yeah. I could almost, and I don't know why I say this. I couldn't, can't really judge, but I could almost smell like the BO on all the characters.
Well, they redid it recently, like within the past decade or something, with much more attractive people.
That's the only version I've seen is the newer ones.
Oh, really? Oh, well, then you should go back to the 70s one.
They have like crust
It
around
seems
their
so
eyes
cheesy.
and things.
It seems so cheesy. But the newer Poldark, I could not help myself because the horses are just stunning. Like,
I'm not sure if that's better or worse than what I was hoping you'd say.
but anyway, that's the kind of vibe you get when somebody says to bed a character, like that's what happens on there. It's sort of
Yeah, a lot of bedding.
And then my mind jumps to that episode of Friends where Joey's reading
Oh,
Rachel's
he
book and
finds,
talking
yeah.
the line about the vicar or something like that.
She's like, where did you learn that word? Oh, good stuff.
anyway, yeah, I would applaud that if they had Drew like, lure Willow into a little affair. Or if Willow, even better, what if Willow pursues Drew?
Oh, that's possible. Well, I could see if, even if,
fight?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I don't know what B's growling at. Even if, let's say Michael did something that Willow, you know, couldn't abide, you know, or she found out something.
She couldn't stomach it.
Yeah. And she decided to just, you know, she seems like
she would turn to Drew for advice and solace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it could turn dirty.
And they'd be in the pool because that's the only place you can find him to talk to him anymore. Right.
Yep. She would be picking up Amelia. Yep.
And she'd fall in the pool, perhaps accidentally, in an all-white outfit.
Oh my goodness! This could so work. This could be fantastic. Can you imagine her guilt and trying to hide it from Michael?
Yeah, yeah. Gosh, because she's so upright, isn't she?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Mm. But she wouldn't be with Drew, would she?
Be horizontal. We really don't need anybody else.
That's good, because there's probably nobody listening.
Yeah, I think even our Area 51 crowd has blown the coop.
Area 51. That should be our next t-shirt, something about Area 51. You know? I don't know what. I'll work on it. Okay. So now, for me, I've gotten through the various sort of more frivolous commentary. You?
Okay. I'm sure I could think of something frivolous, but...
Well, I feel like we need to dive into the heart of... We had two really big...
Oh, we did at least two big things. Maybe even five.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, go ahead. You start.
Okay. Well, the two I was thinking of Nina and Ava, of course, the huge confrontation there, and then Sunny and Carly, which was so sad. I was almost crying on that one.
Yes. Yes. Uh huh. I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
I think if Sunny wins an award for that little bit. I would be
I think he's been doing a really good job of seeming all over the place and looking like downright, like totally, you know.
His eyes look like they've sunk 5 inches into his head or something.
Yeah.
And he looks just haunted and sick.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Uh-huh. All of that. Yeah. You get the feeling there's a lot swirling around in that noggin. You know,
yeah, and I can't imagine like not being able to trust your own brain, you know. Just in recent times, like dealing with like my dad having hallucinations and stuff, and kind of not believing even when we'd say, but you know, that was not real, you know? He'd say it, but he was just giving us lip service, you know, he didn't really. Right. So I can't imagine the horror of not being able to trust your own brain.
And for Carly to hear him say, I didn't expect you to be the one to let me down or something like that, you know, when he was walking
away. It wasn't let me down, it was to
betray.
Well, he'd said betray earlier quite a lot. I can't remember, but it was like a knife.
Abandon?
To the heart.
Was it abandon me?
Maybe abandon. Yeah, maybe that was.
Yeah,
it.
I think it was something like that. But and
it was
you know,
rough. It was like,
yeah,
I felt it more than just their actual like romantic breakup. Like,
It was worse. Yeah, because I think that was sort of, in a way, the romantic part was like the frivolous part. you know.
Yeah. Just the icing on the cake. But yeah, they. And I thought she also did an excellent job of just like every time he'd say something. And when Jason did that and she said, right, Exactly, of course.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Like not trying to deny anything, you know, because there's nothing, she didn't think there was anything wrong with any of that, you know, because for the most part, there, I mean, she never really did anything wrong with Jason, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So the, I got her motivation for not taking the money from Sunny, but taking it from Jason. And, but yeah, that was just painful. Their little break. I didn't sense that she, well, I mean, she has said that, you know, you've changed and all that, but I don't know if she's kind of getting the idea that he's off his meds. I don't see that dawning.
Yeah. I don't see that yet either. Cause I think to her, it seems like it's been pretty gradual and you know, that he was acting sort of, I don't know, cold before the med adjustment would have started, I think. But I kind of wish when he said something about, when she said, you know, he was cherry picking things that, you know, suited his version of events or whatever. And he wanted her to prove, you know, give him some proof. If she had said, you know, what about Ava's role in Morgan's death? You know, like, Christina was talking about that earlier, and I was really glad to have that spelled down again, you know? I mean, it's kind of remarkable to me that my feelings for Ava have shifted. Like, they've done a 180 again. We're super easy. We're fickle and we're simple.
We're simple-minded. We can be manipulated like nobody's business. I mean, we're easy prey for these people.
Yeah. Come and get us.
Yeah. But anyway, I just thought that was a great scene with those two.
Yeah.
I was feeling, my heart was wrenched.
Yeah.
It was heart wrenching.
Yeah. Cause you don't know, like, what is it going to take to get through to Sunny, especially if you don't know that his meds have been messed with. And we don't know how much that's playing a part in his thinking, you know? I mean, it's kind of hard to say.
Well, I wouldn't you say that it's almost 100% the cause of his, I mean, the paranoia.
I don't know. I can't remember, like, but it seems like it's, there would be other sort of behaviors that came along with the you know, like, I'm not sure
about bipolar.
I don't either. I don't either.
I know a sister of a friend is bipolar, and her mother was also bipolar. But the sister, I mean, it didn't. It seemed like she didn't get like paranoid like that. I don't know. There was more mania. Mm-hmm. There was more mania and high anxiety during episodes.
Well, and maybe Sunny will, like,
time, there was incredible indecisiveness that would just drive you batshit crazy, but
But I'm sure it could be very different from person to person. And I can't remember, like, what, when in the past, if Sunny went off his meds, like, it seemed like, I don't remember what sort of symptoms he exhibited before.
There was a lot of trouble with glassware.
Yeah, a lot of shattered glass. And maybe he was drinking more at that time too, you know, so that could have played a part. But anyway,
anyway, good scene. And then the Ava Nina one, what did you make of that?
I thought that was also a very good scene. And all of a sudden I was totally on Team Nina. Like, what has happened here, you know? Because I felt really sad for Nina, even though she's simple and easy to manipulate, you know? I felt like she had no idea that that was going to backfire so spectacularly, you know?
Yeah, her trust was totally broken. And
And just to hear Sunny say that about her and Carly and Jason all together, you know?
Yeah,
like, just so matter-of-factly, kind of, you know, that was very sad. And
it
felt
sad, and
I was thinking, you know, she's got an awesome assistant, this Madison.
Do you think Madison's making her way into the character land?
I wouldn't mind if she did. I was kind of hoping she'd give Nina a little hug. I mean, she was really good at conveying sort of compassion for her, I thought.
Yeah, sympathy and compassion just with his face, yeah.
Yeah.
And her style, she reminds me of, like, earlier Maxie with... She was wearing, like, you know, the plaid, which seemed conservative, but it was in a very tight, flirty shape.
Cut to the muff.
The muff, and then the jewelry was totally not something you'd wear with a plaid outfit normally. Quite fashion forward.
And she seemed sweet.
Yeah, and we've seen her like 3 or 4 times now.
Yeah, so she's
going to make her way in.
Yeah, that would be all right.
Yeah. So yeah, but I also felt a great sympathy for Nina, but so what is like Ava? They implied that Ava was playing a long game here. It went all the way back to her planting the idea in Nina's brain to turn in Marley and Blue. Then that's a really kind of diabolical long game.
Yeah.
So what's up with that? Is it?
I don't know. At the time, I really thought she just threw that idea out there just like because she thought it was nutty and then, you know, was stunned that Nina thought it was
and
a suggestion.
She did tell her not to do it. Yeah, she did.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know if it goes back that far.
And is she trying to stab Nina in the back for something? And Sonny's just collateral damage, or is she
maybe
both of them for something, or what? What is she doing?
I think she's trying to isolate Sonny, you know, or at least.
But was that just to take him? Like today's episode made me think maybe Nina alone was her target, and Sonny was just sort of part of that whole plot.
I think it was more, I'm not sure, but I think Sonny, the agenda has to do with Sonny, and she couldn't have Nina around if she was gonna, you know.
So you still think Sonny's the ultimate?
I think so.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think she cares about him at all at this point.
I don't know. I'm so confused. So she's she hasn't told him that he's off his meds.
Right.
But yet she was trying to like kind of talk sense into him a little bit when he was going off about all the people that had betrayed him. And she was pointing out that, you know, Carly and your family and, you know, that he's isolating himself and that they've been in his corner all this time. And so I was so confused.
I think she's
what she's up to.
I know. I don't think I get it either, but it seems like she's doing sort of the bare minimum to be a friend, you know, and saying like just enough of that sort of thing where if he had a moment of lucidity, he would think, you know, she cares about him, you know.
And then there was also a lot of you know, talking about being from a mob family, like, and it made me think, is she just trying to take his organization and be
that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Maybe that's her end game.
And so it had nothing to do with Pants feelings. It's just a stepping stone.
When's the last time we saw her in a pair of pants, Gia?
She has occasionally worn pants every now and then, but stylish ones.
Slacks. More slacks.
Yeah.
But, well, and when she started talking about all that stuff, it really did seem like she just wanted to hurt Nina and, like, cut her out of the picture, you know?
She was really burning that bridge hard.
Yeah. Like, there was no remorse, I guess, ultimately, that she, you know.
I predict that Drew will be comforting Nina and they will have not angry sex, but pity sex
in the next few days, like sometime this week.
Yeah, because Nina's going to be like a little broken thing in her office.
Oh, poor Nina. Yeah.
You know,
he's such a douche. I mean, he's just like when Diane was in the office with Nina with a contract for the Metro Court, comes in. I don't really understand why he's got to be that way. You know,
once he's had someone. Once he's bedded someone, then
they're just
a knock or anything.
I guess that's his code or whatever.
Maybe he's coda. What's a coda?
Gosh, I don't know.
Is that a word?
It is a word, but I think that there's a chorus kind of a coda. Let me see. But
is there an Eric Clapton song that was called Coda? Maybe.
I don't know.
The little fragments of my brain just swim around in there.
Yeah. No. A coda. A concluding part. It's a concluding part of a literary or dramatic work.
Okay.
That's one thing, one meaning.
Well, so that's not what Drew has. But
no, it's also Children of Deaf Parents. It's an acronym for children. There was a movie called Coda.
Oh, I'm like, why would that? I got it now. Okay.
Anyway, where were we? Okay, so yeah, Nina, Drew, pity sex.
I like them together, though. I mean, not together as a couple, but I like their interaction. It's very interesting to me.
It is, and I still can't figure out, like, Drew didn't, he hasn't, like, she was sort of spiraling a bit more, and he was for a time, but now it seems like somehow...
Yeah, he seems pretty stable at the moment.
He can kind of control it, you know? I mean, he's still kind of waltzing around like he's just a little too loose and free with his opinions, you know? And his hands, yeah. But maybe it depends on the crowd. I don't know.
Anyway, I think there'll be some more interaction, some more...
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
So those were the big two scenes I thought, but you think there were four or five? What else have you got?
Those were the big ones. Those were the memorable ones, I guess, or the ones that I enjoyed as much as they were a bit emotional. We had the stuff with Danny and Jason and talking to Sam.
Sam, yeah. It was big belt Sam.
Yeah, and bosoms.
Big belt and bosoms. I'm going to get a big belt like that.
Okay. And the bosoms?
I don't know. I feel like it might hold my gut in a little bit, you know?
Push everything upward.
Yeah. That's probably, I mean, Sam's probably got a big belly, but we should put that belt on and right up into the boobs.
I don't, yeah.
No, she doesn't. Good. She doesn't have a tiny belly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a feeling that you probably are anti-Sam in this instance.
And I had your voice in my head, you know.
I'm sorry.
Defending Sam. And I thought, you know, you have a point. I don't want to listen to it.
Nobody wants to listen to me. Nobody ever wants to listen to me.
I like Jason so much, you know, and I feel like he doesn't intend to do any of the things that cause people.
I don't care if he intends to or not. I'm so tired of
it. Shut up.
It's just, he's just so free to do whatever the hell he wants, and everybody else is left holding the bag all the time.
Well,
and
I don't
get to be the rock star, you know?
But he wasn't entirely free for the last couple of years, right?
Well, we don't really know because he's...
We don't really know.
Right. The implication is it they had him by the balls there and
and he couldn't... he's been a lone wolf kind of a guy.
Yeah, he's a lone wolf and he gets... And so... I sympathize with these mothers that have had to hold down the fort and be the mother and father, and suddenly he's back in town and you know, he's a rock star to everybody, and like Jason can do no wrong, and he's just the strong, silent type. And so they, you attribute all these things to him that may or may not be in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. And yes, I will continue to.
What did you think about this, the tattoo scene with he and Carly?
With he and Carly. Well, as weird and sort of awkward as it was, I thought like they both sounded kind of like, like they did a good job, even though I don't think that scene was really necessary.
It was,
you know,
weird. It was super awkward.
It was. I'm not, I mean, I don't know if I buy that story about why he got the tattoos,
yeah,
but I guess
he, like, totally mushy. Like, he's not mushy like that. He would
no, but he's not a liar either, as far as we know.
You are so whooped.
I know, my like my original theory why he got the tattoos and everything was that he was just trying to fit into whatever like group he was, you know, infiltrating, you know. So I don't
my
know,
theory is that he just likes to go stand in front of a mirror and like flex his muscles and see how it looks with the tattoo. You know, just more, just more vanity.
Vanity, yeah, sure, sure, okay, okay. You think he's a vain man, Gia?
I'm thinking.
Do you not like Jason at all?
I do. But I don't know. I for some reason I've got some problem with him as a father.
Huh.
Maybe I've been manipulated by these writers, or maybe in real life I just don't like to see
motorcycle riding fathers.
Well, just the ones that just go off and lead lives when the women are home working the jobs and, you know, I don't know. Just like, I feel like if you have a child, then all your actions from that point forward, you need, you're not thinking about just yourself anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know if that's been true with Jason.
Yeah.
That he's thought about his children,
mm-hmm.
with all his choices in life, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about Sonny?
Oh, right. No, he's also a ridiculously bad father in my
Okay. All right. Who's a good father? Ned, I first comes to mind, sort of.
Yep.
I think Ned's a good dad. Mac, definitely. Lovely father. Spinelli, I suppose. Spinelli's a good
Spinelli,
dad.
Yep. Spinelli. I think Alan was a good father. I mean, we're going.
Okay. Yep. Yep. He was a loving father. You know, we haven't, have we had much of a scene with Spinelli and Jason?
No, I don't think we have. Have we? Have we even seen them together at all?
I don't, I can't. I don't
That's
think
gotta
so.
Be a biggie. You would think
I
they
know.
Would
Why would they wait to have something like that? Because I think that would be, that could be a really good scene.
That could bring me around a little bit, maybe.
And maybe, well, I would like him to have a scene with someone who he could really be honest with, although I don't think he feels like he could tell anybody everything, right?
Yeah. No, I guess not, but I'm still trying to think of other fathers that we've had.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Maybe Jax?
Jax,
I mean, he's absent now, of course, but with us.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I would say she was his top priority.
I don't know. Who else do we have? What other males do we have on there that have children?
I'm sure we'll think of some, but the thing about Sonny, and I agree, he's a terrible father. But how often has he said his kids are, you know, family's the most important thing?
Oh, I know,
thing,
but it's always in this, like, symbolic way. It's
yeah. Or as justification for something that he's doing, you know. Yeah.
Dante's a good father.
Oh, yeah, Dante. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's just good all around. What's not to like about Dante?
I would like to see, like, what if Dante had been in the apartment when Jason and Danny came home? I wonder.
If he was smart, he would have just kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, he probably would have, because he is smart.
Yeah.
although he has said to, you know, that it's harder for him to feel completely anti-Jason.
I just think Jason should acknowledge that he understands where Sam is coming from.
Yeah, don't you think he has? No. Was that what I was interpreting in the silence?
I guess he has. And I know she needs to move forward and realize that there's no way you're going to keep Danny from wanting
to be his father. No. If he were like a 10-year-old or something, maybe, but
right. So she's going to have to come to terms with it. But I completely see where she's coming from. I completely get her emotions.
Yeah, and I guess she did a good job of conveying the frustration, I think, kind of knowing that she doesn't sound like, you know, nearly as cool as him, you know.
Yeah, right.
And she's having to be the bad parent or the mean parent.
Cop, right, the mean one. Yes, exactly. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard. I mean, conversely, she was like counseling Christina about Sonny's choices and is like, it's his choice. And, but, you know, she was
being
elected there, you know.
Well, yeah. And I was thinking, like, going back to Molly potentially prosecuting. I mean, there's just no way. Like, Christina, how could she? She'd just blow a gasket, you know, if Molly had anything to do with that case, and the baby would, of course, you know.
Yeah. Suffer. I like Christina's outfit today. We're in deep stuff here. I'm not talking about an outfit as frivolous, but I liked her outfit. And then beyond that, I liked Ava's outfit quite a lot. I think I could pull off
the turquoise kind of
before. Yeah, those heels, those electric blue pumps. Oh my god! I wish I could wear something like that. I would like break my neck, but
I would snap my ankle.
Sexy, so sexy with a blue jacket. Oh my god!
Yeah,
she may be evil, but she's rocking it.
She is killing it
with her bangs.
I wonder if like the pendulum's gonna swing back towards the middle where we like her but dislike her. I don't know what to think of Ava right now.
That's how people feel about me a lot.
You know, that reminds me when Christina was talking about how like she's suspicious of Ava living there now and how Sonny says it's for their safety. And she's like, you know, when I was a kid, he spent so much time away from me for my safety.
For my safety, yeah.
But maybe he just didn't want to be around you.
Yeah, maybe you were annoying because you are annoying today. I like her though. I think she's done a good job in.
I do too.
I mean, remember how long it took us to warm up to these new characters? Like
it took a long time.
Molly's like this. Molly, I feel like is Molly now.
I'm not
the old character anymore.
Right. But it's too bad they had to do this whole baby storyline. I think because
that's very annoying. But
Anyway,
like,
no point.
Okay, what else you got? You got anything else big?
Anything else big?
Or little. It can be little as well.
Well, I do think Danny's doing a pretty good job, too. I think that's good casting. He just looks like such a typical kid.
He's like quintessential teenage boy.
Yeah.
You know, that little flippy hair thing. How do they do that?
I don't know, but your hair's wet,
and then it.
Yeah, it's a good.
Like my hair sometimes looks like that if I wear a ball cap, you know.
And then
In the front, it stays up like that.
Yeah.
But how you would style it like that on purpose? I don't know.
I know, especially as a boy, I can't picture a boy spending a lot of time in front of the mirror with his hair like that.
I don't know. My brother spent a long damn time in front of the mirror. They were teenagers. Your brothers didn't?
I don't
Speaking
think
of
so.
Flexing their muscles and putting on their sickening cologne and their zit medicines and all that. Yeah. Did you have to share a bathroom with a bunch of your brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. God, it's gross, huh?
Yeah, I guess it was. Although I don't remember it ever being as dirty as the bathrooms this kid now has been in. Yeah. Yeah. And that was four boys. Four boys. There. Yes, she does.
Oh, but still she's messing up your bathroom too?
Well, a little bit, but when I go up to hers and look around, it's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I can't look in this room.
Anyway, it must be pretty bad because I know you.
It's bad. It's bad, Gio.
Anyway, I can't think of anything else big or little, but I've been, there've been some like weirdnesses and clunkiness, but on the whole, I'm kind of liking that these writers are shifting some paradigms and shaking up relationships and they've got me thinking and guessing and like just wondering what the hell's going on. And that's good, I think.
Yeah, and I would say that's kind of how I feel after watching today's episode, especially after Friday's. I was kind of mad that they had like screwed up Anna's character so much, you know, that she wasn't making sense, you know, just to like to bend that character to fit their new storyline or whatever. Right. I thought was pretty shitty, you know. And I still think they probably could have found a way to finesse it a bit more, but
maybe they'll settle down once they get things going the directions they want.
Yeah.
You know, right now it's like they're wrenching the storyline around and they're just using the characters however they need to shift these plot lines the way they want.
And they definitely did a lot of that work today, I would say.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm down with it. I'm going with it. I think I might, you know, based on your encouraging words earlier have made me think that I'm going to take a picture of Ava into a hairstylist and see if I can get that done.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's worth a try, Gia. And just like one last note, I think it would be, I'm wondering who Carly is going to talk to after that last conversation with Sunny. Do you think she's going to need to unpack it a bit, or do you think she's just going to try to shake it off?
Well, let's hope she goes to, I want somebody to be alerted about his med. So I'm hoping she goes to Jason.
Yeah. I'm hoping Jason
already got a little heads up and
I would also love it if somehow she and Nina kind of ran into each other in some way or got stuck in an elevator together
and had to team up, or
at least like release all this built up sort of anguish, I guess, you know?
Well, I thought you were headed into like, and then they would somehow realize that something was up with Sunny.
I'm thinking maybe, like ultimately maybe they would sort of both see that Ava's kind of this, like, you know.
You love it when former enemies bond.
I do. I really do. Yeah. I don't know why I get such a rush from that, but
okay, gives me that hope. Would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get stuck in an elevator or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
We'll see.
Well, we'll watch for that. That would be a fun, if you get that right, I'll say that you were right. You know, that happens.
I'm not holding my breath that I got any of this right.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was good. Pretty good couple days, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all I got.
So. Okay. All right, Gia. Well, you'll we'll have keep to keep watching. Us. We'll keep watching and you'll keep us posted on your transformation into
it's probably
Florida Ava.
Now that I think about it, like I'd have to grow the back of my hair I'd have to get rid of some layers before it would do that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I'll take a picture of Peter Frampton into the stylist and do that.
Aren't you supposed to look more like Robert Plant?
Yeah. Yeah. Either one.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, okay, well, let's talk in a few days.
Okay. All right. You have a good night.
You too. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. All right. Okay. Gia, good night.